Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Barbara R. Walker, and she is the author of Choosing Ourselves, Love and Advocacy in Overcoming a Birth Defect in the American Medical System. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. Barbara, how are you?
I am fine today. Greetings.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I'm a retired counseling psychologist. I'm the mother of two children, and I have undertaken this important project with my son to write a book about our experiences together.
So tell us about your book.
This book is a collection of memories relived by my adult son and myself about some pretty tough experiences in our history, in our past. It started from a question my son asked me. He wanted me to tell him what it had been like to be his mother, and that was pretty stunning to me. So I took the bit and we embarked on this journey to talk together with the hope of resolving some lingering tensions in our relationship and to feel better about our struggles.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
Well, we wrote both for adult children and parents, and frankly, anybody whose life involves a child who has had extraordinary difficulties. I'm writing primarily as a mother and for parents who have struggled with coping with a child with a birth defect or disability. My son is writing for both parents, adult parents, and children about his real hard experience dealing with his birth defect, the surgeries, the social stigmatization, and the difficulty creating a positive identity.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
Yes, I would say that the theme is that if an adult child engages his parent in an honest and open discussion with, of course, a lot of love and curiosity involved, they can resolve many issues that have prevented them from experiencing the deep relationship that they would like.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Well, that family members can talk constructively when a child is older about difficulties they haven't been able to address before, perhaps because they were afraid of opening old wounds or they didn't want to rock the boat. But in talking honestly about difficulties in their relationship and their past, they can benefit enormously. Jim and I acknowledged, my son and I, that we were avoiding much of the touchy conversations that dealt with his birth defect in all the difficult experiences we had weathered together. As a child, he did not want to talk about it, and I was afraid to bring it up. So as he was recovering from a surgery when he was 44 to correct this cleft palate he has, he turned to me one night and said, "Mom, what was it like for you to be my mother? It must have been hard on you too." Well, that kind of floored me. And as I thought about it, I thought, well, this is a valuable opportunity for us to really come together and not only talk about questions we still had of each other, but also to celebrate the success we had in overcoming many of the difficulties we faced, not only with his cleft palate and the pain involved with dealing with that, but also to celebrate our successes.
So if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
I think I would say Far From the Tree by Andrew Solomon. In this book, Solomon shows incredible understanding of the difficulties for families, especially parents and their children, when a child is different in some way that causes him to stand out, to draw unwanted attention, to be excluded in activities with his peers. And it creates a huge dilemma for the child to define his own identity, and for the family who has to cope with a child who feels different.
So was there anything that inspired this book?
Well, yes, we were inspired to reach a deeper understanding of each other's experience and to hopefully mend some of the difficulties that we still had as an adult child and a parent in talking about painful subjects.
So how did you choose the title?
Well, the term choosing ourselves had several connotations that appealed to us. First, it meant that we were putting ourselves front and center as important people with an important story. It also denoted that we were choosing ourselves in terms of making decisions for ourselves instead of relying exclusively without criticism on the advice of experts.
So what was your path from mother of a child with a birth defect to becoming a counseling psychologist?
Well, when Jim was born, I had a significant amount of trouble adjusting to the fact that I now had to mother a child with exceptional needs. I was reluctant to ask for help. I faked coping until when Jim was about age 10, I finally admitted I needed counseling help. And when I realized how helpful that had been to me, I wondered why that kind of help wasn't available to me when I was a young mother and struggling so much and was so discouraged. So I began to follow a path toward a career in counseling psychology, where I could work with mothers like myself and also work with professionals to help them improve their relationships with parents.
So from a mother's perspective, what were some of the most difficult challenges your child faced because of his cleft palate?
Well, Jim faced many painful surgeries to correct his cleft lip and palate, starting from the age of 10 days old. So the pain and recovery of these surgeries had a lasting effect on him and made him very distrustful and fearful in medical settings. So treatment for him was excruciatingly anxiety-provoking, and to this day he has sort of fears of medical situations. He also was very challenged in dealing with the teasing and bullying on the playground, being excluded from other children's activities, and overcoming this stigmatization and the impact of others labeling him in derogatory ways. So as he matured, I could see he was working very hard to define himself in his own terms and to embrace his identity in a positive way, including the fact that he had something that made him different.
So what have been the rewards of writing this book with your son?
Well, the major reward of writing this book was to realize how much our relationship deepened by sharing so honestly and openly the difficulties of our past. And it was also rewarding to be able to speak publicly about many things that I had kept close to my chest. There's a great deal of relief and liberation from voicing what has made you vulnerable in the past and what you have overcome.
So how have readers responded to your book so far?
Well, readers have responded in ways that have been very validating. Many adults, older adults, tell me, well, we'd like to have that kind of conversation with our children. And they will relate instances where they have impasses or difficulties talking with their children about the past. And they have not resolved some of the conflicts because they have been afraid to talk to one another openly. Many individuals who have been raised in families where a child has had a disability have thanked us for writing so honestly about the parent's experience as well as the child's experience. A couple of doctors have told me that I have pointed out serious flaws in the medical system. when they deliver services to children, as well as in the education system. So that has been very rewarding, and the discussions have been very animated. Many mothers open up and talk. Mothers I've known and never heard stories from before about their struggles raising their children.
So what's the message you want to send to parents and their adult children?
I would like parents and their adult children to know that conversations matter. Talking about family difficulties in a loving and curious way matters. It can help you understand each other and your struggles, both personal and shared, and it can help you forge a much closer relationship than you've had in the past.
What about medical professionals and teachers?
I would like medical professionals and teachers to know that the way they approach a child in their care makes a huge difference in that child's sense of self and in a parent's feeling that they are helping their child. When professionals take time to listen and hear concerns and address concerns presented by parents and their child patients, those parents and children feel much better served and cared about. When professionals or teachers are dismissive or insensitive in their approaches to parents and children, it is much more difficult for them to feel that their best interests are at heart, and it can cause unintentional harm to a person's morale.
So what part of your book would you say you personally like best?
I especially like my son's poetry. In his poems, he talks for the first time out loud to me and his father about what it was like to live with his cleft palate. He writes poignantly about interactions with peers and professionals, and with a special tenderness and humor about our mother-son relationship. I especially love his poem titled Letter to a Clefted Child, in which he speaks of coming to terms with having his cleft and embracing what makes him uniquely different. I'd like to read a passage from that poem. As you grow older and learn your own ways, the world will respond in kind and open paths for your choosing, both dark and bright. Only in your mind is your cleft still a question, waiting to be answered. Only in your mind is your cleft a mystery worthy of any enduring thought but wonder. When Jim reads these words, I hear him talking to his younger self as much as to other young children with clefts.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Well, I think parents and grandparents and other family members whose lives have been touched by a child whose circumstances have made their lives exceptionally difficult should buy this book. Adult children and their parents who want to improve their relationship should buy this book. Professionals who want to have a positive difference in the life of a child could benefit from this book. Whether they be doctor, nurse, dentist, orthodontist, teacher, speech therapist, counselor, or clergy. The book is really for any person who wants to better understand how birth abnormalities impact the life of children and parents, and how, when a child is an adult, they can address these problems constructively.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's called choosingourselves.com.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Barbara R. Walker, and she is the author of Choosing Ourselves, Love and Advocacy in Overcoming a Birth Defect in the American Medical System. Barbara, thanks very much for being with us today.
Well, you're welcome. It was a pleasure talking with you, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they, too, have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com, and whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.